Quidditch for real men. For those of you who don't know, Quidditch is a game developed by boarding schools to keep young men from ever having sex. The deterrent is not the result of your love tonsils resting either side of a broomstick like a pair of glasses. Our rocks are quite versatile in the context of most sports. No, the reason Quidditch players will never have sex is that women hate them. Real women, I mean. You know, the ones who have sex. And then there's a photograph of some real dingleberries with brooms stuck between their legs and a volleyball throwing it around playing Quidditch. They also have capes on and those eye protection glasses they make you wear in shop. I'm pretty sure this photograph I ripped off is not staged. One of our local stations ran footage yesterday of some dingleberries here in Topeka playing the Harry Potter style of Quidditch, running around with brooms between their legs like a bunch of yahoos. Yes, there were girls in there, some pretty ones in fact, but I didn't see any black guys. Just a subtle hint that playing Quidditch is very uncool. It also explains why the white race will continue to shrink as a percentage of the population. Probably a good thing. I searched the station's website for footage of the game, but I didn't look too hard. Topeka has enough troubles. All I can say is that, well, if you gotta play Quidditch, at least play it like a real man. I confess that I have actually played Quidditch, but Sean's version of Quidditch had flying in it. I'll explain in the diagram below. Sadly, we don't have any footage of it, but we had bruises that lasted several days. And in the diagram is a picture of a kid on a swing with a baseball bat in his hand and a picture of a guy standing there with a football in his hand. And the football has to go through the swing, and if the guy with the football gets too close to the kid on the swing can hit him with the bat. You can see from the diagram that one team was on a rope swing hanging from a tree and the other team was on the ground with a football. The guy with the football had to get close enough to throw the ball through the seat on the swing. Swear to God. The guy on the swing could knock the piss out of the football guy as long as the swing was in motion. And he got a point for it. If he stopped swinging, then the football guy had to call time and give the swing a push. If the bat hit the football guy, even accidentally, after time was called, he was awarded one penalty point. Sadly, we don't play anymore. I think we would if we made the swing bigger. Sean got too big for the ball to get through. I promise that if we play again, we will get footage and post it here.